In the heart of the bustling city of New York, a peculiar case of disappearance had left the police baffled. A prominent businessman, Mr. Ethan Carter, vanished without a trace from his own penthouse apartment. There were no signs of forced entry, and his belongings were untouched. The only clue left behind was a cryptic note on his desk, reading, "The labyrinth awaits." Detective Sarah Collins, a seasoned investigator with a knack for the unusual, was assigned to the case. She began by interviewing Carter's family and associates. His wife, Emily, described him as a man obsessed with solving puzzles and riddles. His colleagues remembered him as a brilliant strategist, often lost in thought. As the investigation progressed, Collins discovered that Carter had recently acquired a rare, ancient artifact known as the Heart of the Labyrinth. Legend had it that the artifact held the key to a hidden labyrinth filled with untold treasures and dangers. Carter had been consumed by the idea of finding the labyrinth, spending countless hours studying ancient texts and maps. Collins began to suspect that Carter's disappearance was somehow connected to the artifact. She delved deeper into the legend, consulting with experts on ancient civilizations and mythology. Her research led her to a hidden society known as the Guardians of the Labyrinth, believed to protect the artifact and its secrets. With the help of a retired archaeologist, Collins managed to track down a member of the Guardians. The Guardian revealed that Carter had indeed discovered the location of the labyrinth but had failed to heed their warnings about its dangers. The labyrinth, they explained, was a perilous maze filled with deadly traps and mythical creatures. Armed with this new information, Collins launched a search for the labyrinth, following the clues left behind by Carter. The trail led her to a remote, abandoned quarry on the outskirts of the city. As she explored the quarry, she discovered a hidden passageway that descended deep into the earth.